Today's program, Captain One Eye Disappears. Hello, boys and girls. Today's story is about Jack and his four-year-old brother named Bix. They live next door to the drugstore where their father works. Sometimes when their mother isn't home, Jack takes care of Bix because his dad is too busy to watch a little boy. One Saturday morning when Jack and Bix came into the kitchen for breakfast, Mother was already lifting a beautiful cake out of the oven.
Mmm, smell that, Bix. Smells like chocolate.
Oh, boy, cake for breakfast. I want some cake.
Well, it's not for breakfast, Bix. You're going to have juice and cereal and an egg for breakfast.
But I want cake. Chocolate cake with chocolate icing.
Bix thinks he can have cake just any time, doesn't he? Cake is dessert, Bix.
You can have some later today.
Why, dessert after breakfast?
Well, no, but for dessert after lunch. You know the real reason I made this cake, boys, is to give it away. But I did make two cupcakes for your lunch.
What about you? Aren't you going to be here?
Maybe not. That's what I want to tell you. I have to help Aunt Lucy this morning. She's going to the hospital for a few days. And that's why I baked the cake, to take your uncle and cousins.
I wish you'd bake a whole one for us.
Well, I will, sometime soon. But, Jack, I want to know something. Do you think you can take care of Bix this morning while I'm gone?
Sure, I can take care of you, can't I, Bix?
Yeah, we'll play deep sea divers.
Okay, and dive to the bottom of the ocean. I'm going to look for a chest of gold in a wrecked ship like a pirate.
Me too, and I'm going to catch fish. My name will be Captain One Eye.
Well, you better get busy on your cereal, Captain One Eye, or you'll never make it to the bottom.
While the boys ate their breakfast, Mother iced the cake. She also made some sandwiches for Jack's and Bix's lunch and wrapped them in wax paper. Finally, after the dishes had been washed and dried, Mother said,
"You will be careful, won't you? And if anything happens, get Daddy in the drugstore."
"Oh, nothing's going to happen, Mom."
"Well, I guess I'm ready. I'll get my coat."
"Don't forget the cake, Mom."
"I won't. Your lunch is in the refrigerator, but I'll try to be home by noon." "Goodbye, Bo." "Oh, Jack, I left a quarter on the radio. Will you and One Eye walk up to the dime store and buy a spool of white thread for me, please?"
"Sure, Mom. We'll get it."
"Goodbye. Thanks."
"Bye, Mom. Bye." "Oh, boy, let's hunt for sunken treasure. I will find a spear."
"Let's go to the dime store first. Then we'll have all morning to play."
"All right, but come on right now."
Bix was in such a hurry to get to the store and get back home again that he ran almost all the way. Jack had to run, too, to keep up with him. When they came to the corner, though, Jack said,
"Hey, wait a minute, Bix. You can't cross the street without looking first."
"I'm in a hurry, Jack. I want to play Pirate Sea Diver."
"Just the same, you have to look out for cars. Are there any coming?"
"No, no cars."
"Did you look in both directions?"
"Uh-huh. See, there aren't any."
"Okay, let's go."
By the time they had crossed the street, Bix was running ahead again. Jack didn't feel particularly like running, but he had to. Up toward the end of the block were train tracks, the tracks where the streamliners used. Bix could hear a whistle, and he saw the crossbars coming down, so he didn't try to cross those tracks.
"Boy, that's long."
"21, 22, 23 cars and a caboose and an engine. I counted them."
"Me too. 21, 22, 23 cars and a caboose."
"Oh, Bix, you can't count. You don't even go to school."
"Train was 23 cars long. Let's go after it. I want to see down the track."
"We can't walk down the track. Another train might come, and you wouldn't be able to get out of the way fast enough."
Jack knew that Bix was too little to play around railroad tracks. Jack remembered the song he learned at school. A song about train tracks. This is it.
Stay away from the railroad track, that isn't the place to play. For trains go fast when they go past, and you might be in the way. Now you sing it.
Jack and Bix walked on to the dime store. When they were inside, Jack began looking for the counter where they sell thread. Bix, though, was looking for the toys. While Bix watched the balloons, Jack went over to the counter where the thread and needles and pins were. As soon as he had the thread, needle, he hurried back to the balloon counter. But Bix was not there. He was nowhere in sight. Jack looked down one aisle and up the next. No Bix. Just when Jack was about to give up, he saw a little boy standing in front of a great big fish bowl. It was Bix, watching the fish swim back and forth.
Bix! Bix, I've looked all over for you!
Look, Jack. See the orange one with black stripes? He's fat. I named him Oscar. I think he's going to eat that tiny one.
Bix, you shouldn't have left the balloon counter. I thought you were lost.
But I want to see a deep sea fish. Look how Oscar goes gulp, gulp.
Well, come on, let's go. We have to go home. I don't want you to get lost again.
On the way home, Jack remembered something. He remembered how Bix might have been lost. The first thing he said when they got in front of their house was,
Bix, what should you do if you get lost and don't know where you are?
I'd look for you.
But if you couldn't find me, would you look for a policeman?
Uh-huh, and I'd tell him when I was lost, and he'd bring me home.
Well, you'd have to tell him your name. What's your name?
Captain Wanna, and I'm a pirate sea diver.
Oh, Bix, you'd have to tell him your real name and your address.
Oh?
The policeman couldn't bring you home if he didn't know your real name.
Oh, I'd say my name is Bix Smelter, and I live on Linden Street.
Do you know what number?
It has a 20 in it.
What else?
I don't know, 20-something.
So, Jack taught Bix that he lives at 2035 Linden Street. And he taught him his telephone number, too. In fact, Jack taught Bix just what to do if he should ever get lost. You know what to do, don't you, boys and girls? This is the song that tells you. Listen.
Remember your name and address and telephone number, too. Then if someday you lose your way, you'll know just what to do. Walk up to that kind policeman, the very first one you meet. And simply say, I've lost my way, I cannot find my street. But I know my name and address, and telephone number too. Then he'll be kind and help you find the dear ones who wait for you.
Well, the rest of the morning, Jack and Bix played deep sea divers. They pretended that the walk between their house and the drugstore was a wrecked ship full of sunken treasures. They were having a wonderful time. Just then a car stopped at the curb. A lady got out. She had an envelope in her hand.
Say, young man, can you tell me, do they sell stamps in this drugstore?
Yes, they do. I know because my daddy works there. I'll come with you and show you.
In a minute or so, Jack and the lady came back out of the drugstore. The lady thanked Jack for helping her buy the stamps, and then she got in her car and drove off. Jack ran back to their wrecked ship, but Bix had disappeared again. Jack ran to the back of the house, and next door, and down the street. Bix wasn't anywhere. Then he went inside, but Bix wasn't there either. Jack was just coming up from the basement when he heard the door open.
I'm home.
Oh, Mother, Mother, I lost Bix. I can't find him anywhere.
Did you look in the basement?
Yes. He wasn't there.
Well, you answer the door. I'm going to telephone the police.
Hi, Jack. Bix.
Hello, Jack. I didn't expect to see you again so soon.
Oh, hello. You're the lady that bought the stamps.
I've been for a ride.
My goodness, Bix, is that you?
Oh, you had us scared to death. I knew you'd be worried. You see, when I got home, I found Bix in the back seat of my car. He was sound asleep.
But how did he get in your car?
He must have climbed in when we were in the drugstore.
Yes, that's what happened. Jack was helping me buy stamps, and Bix got in the car and fell asleep.
Oh, Bix, darling, you should have known better than that.
Well, he knew enough to tell me his name and address. I thought that was pretty smart for a little boy.
I told him my name is Bix Melter. That's really Captain One Eye, isn't it, Jack?
That's a good name. But don't you ever forget your other one.
Mother and Jack were awfully glad to see Bix. They thanked the lady for bringing him home. But after she had left, Mother told Bix how dangerous it was to get into a car, a strange car, too. And he promised never to do it again. And then she said,
Captain One-Eye, how did you know your address?
You know how he knew, don't you, boys and girls? That's right. His brother Jack told him. Maybe after the broadcast is over, you'd like to talk about some of the ways you can help take care of little children. And maybe you'd like to answer this question. What else did Jack teach Bix besides his name and address? Goodbye, boys and girls.